I tell you what's to the up season. Come on. But anywho, welcome to the podcast. A podcast called It's the Melanin for Me. A podcast about some young black people living in the harsh reality of the world, where we are also K-pop fans, some of us. Anyways, hi, I'm your host, Jamie. I go by any pronouns.
My name is Jay.
I'm sorry, this is unsure.
I go by she did for that.
What's my name?
Navi.
What's my name?
Is it? I've been going by Tara this whole time on this podcast, right?
Yeah.
You switched, though.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tara. I go by she, her pronouns.
Hi, I'm Tara. I'm small.
Where are they?
Oh, hi, I'm Sav. I go by she, her pronouns.
And this is
the show.
Welcome to the show.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Alright. It's been a while. How we feeling? How we doing?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really great. I found a really old piece of merch for $1.
Period. I love that for you. Mm-hmm. Man, I feel like finding something cool that you're interested in for like not a lot of money that you feel like it should be is just like chef's kiss. I love that.
No, because like one of my local stores, Carol Stores had a giant yard sale, and they had like marked down like a lot of the stuff they had over the years. And I went with like some friends, right? And I had found like these little NeoZone boxes with the little laser light, and I literally froze because I've always wanted one, but when they came out, I didn't have the money, and it was during the pandemic, so I was like, I definitely didn't have the money. So I just didn't get one. But when I saw the boxes, I immediately started flipping them over and see if they had tails, and they did, so I bought it. So now I have this little NeoZone light. And it's really funny because it's like a little Batman light. It's like the bat, but
Tail.
You know, foreshadowing. Exactly.
Falling
I have no
tail.
Fear. Tail is here.
I love that for you.
I'm screaming at them selling that at the yard sale.
No, because they had Johnny, they had Jungwoo, they had Tail. I was like, whoa. Y'all been holding on to this for 3 years?
Oh, is it yellow?
Yeah, it's the yellow.
The blue. Photo projection key ring.
Yeah.
Man, I remember that. I wanted that so bad.
I know. That's why I was shook when I saw it. Because I was like, how do you have SM Town stuff when they don't even got it no more?
Man, that's like a rare item.
For $1.
That's clutch. You should have bought all of them bitches and sold them.
I wasn't thinking like that. I really could have, but next time.
You're a good person.
No, because they had the Resonance, a cubic, the Resonance, like, what are those things called?
The
Kino?
No. It was cubic paintings that people do that comes with a bunch of different color gems, and you put them on, like, a sticky sheet, and it makes a picture.
What? I know what you're talking about. Oh, my gosh. I need you to go back. And get it.
No, they literally had those huge boxes for $15. I was shook.
I need to.
I didn't even know they sold these. That's like those puzzles Jamie got us. Like, those are rare items.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm about to see if I can find. No, because I used to be camping on the SM Towns website. I was like, they had some good merch.
It's hot as hell, bro. I'm dying. Okay. So, today's episode is going to be about holiday season. Ooh, because it's the holiday season. So, I think we should talk about just our favorite like holiday traditions or like, you know, what we celebrate and stuff like that. So first, starting off, does anybody have like a favorite holiday like other than Christmas? If Christmas is your favorite holiday, that's fine. But like, what's your greatest favorite?
I don't necessarily have like a favorite holiday, but like I do like enjoy how it feels around Christmas time, but not necessarily like the festive vibes, but more so like,
you seem like the type of person who would like this season just because of like the vibes, like the friendliness. Yeah. And the
that's exactly what, yeah, I was about to say, like if you're friends with the right people, the holiday is great.
Yeah, I understand that. I think I like the fact that there's so many like little cool things you can do around Christmas time, like if you have a group of friends, instead of giving a gift to everybody, you can do like a white elephant type of thing or like a secret Santa. I think those things are really cool. I like those.
Yeah. I love a good secret Santa. Honestly. I don't know. I guess I'll say Halloween. I feel like as I got older, I appreciated it more, and I'm like, this is spooky, ooky season. And I like going out during Halloween or to celebrate Halloween. So, but Christmas would probably be a close second. But I just hate how fucking cold it is.
Yeah.
I think my favorite holiday would be Christmas. I like the decorations and the lights. I don't know. It's a lot more things to do in like the community as well. Growing up though, like we would ride around like neighborhoods that did decorations and like go to see the Wayne County Festival lights. So I always like, I don't know, like that time of year always is nice.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I don't know, I think, was I in Girl Scouts or something? I think I was in Girl Scouts. We would pass out, like, turkeys and stuff to people during Christmas. Or was it during Thanksgiving? It was probably Thanksgiving. But I think we did something during Christmas, too.
If you send me turkey on Christmas dinner, I'm going to be mad as fuck.
Well, I want some ham. I don't want no dry turkey.
Exactly. Oh, I don't know. It's just so much more festive during Christmas season. You make gingerbread houses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like there's like a lot more things that like, I feel like this is like the most like, there's a lot of things you can do with your family or like, you know, friends as far as like those stuff, like, yeah, like you said, making gingerbread houses and just like watching Christmas movies and like just stuff like that, which I think is really cool because it's like, yeah, we can all like come together and actually like hang out and, you know.
It's one of those times where the family gets together and you're like, oh, we're all in one place.
Oh, man.
And I also feel like during this time, it's a lot of things that are ending, like the year is ending, Christmas time is ending, and the new year is about to begin. Like, I feel like during that time, it gets really, like, I don't know, sappy.
Sentimental.
Yeah, sentimental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. It's like you have to, like, evaluate, like, the year and, like, kind of, it's like ending things that happened this year and like letting things go and then bringing in the new year with new like feelings about things, like a chance to like reset. Mm-hmm. Like that aspect of it Yeah, so I do have like a few fun type of holiday questions. Holidays, right? Like Christmas questions and like some silly little things, like little icebreakers and stuff. I feel like we're all pretty much movie watchers for the most part. Does anybody, you guys have like a favorite Christmas movie? I think my favorite is was always Polar Express. I don't know. I really like that one, but I also like Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a classic.
Yes.
Real.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like Christmas movies, like old Christmas movies that was like on Disney Channel hit different now. It's just like, wow, this was some quality content.
They were just giving it away.
Yeah, for free. At 7 o'clock.
No, my computer. I feel like I used to watch freaking A Christmas Story a lot when I was younger. And I'll be like, oh, every year I watch A Christmas Story. And then I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? And I stopped watching it.
White kids?
Yeah, with the nigga that got pushed down the slide by Santa Claus. But I think more recently, I'm really into Trolls for some reason. Just like,
oh my God,
from a movie standpoint. And I like the Trolls holiday movie. That one, yeah. I'm about to watch it when it's Christmas.
That's kind of cute.
I'm going to have to watch that because I just went to go see it together with my friends.
You saw the third one?
Yeah, we got the wristbands and everything.
Oh my God. It's so cute.
It is.
Wanna be a better something. Let me take you to a better place. He ate
it. Yes. It's a hit. Yeah, I really like the really old Disney type Christmas movies, but the one with Tim Allen as Santa Claus.
Yes! It's literally called Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Santa Claus. Yeah.
Because he accidentally killed Santa, and then he turned into Santa.
Mm-hmm,
cause
mm-hmm.
and effect.
Yeah, that movie ate for real. It did.
Even the second one.
Bro, yes. I remember I had a dream that Tim Allen was in Best Buy, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Santa Claus.
Yeah. That nigga so Santa Claus over there, he is not real.
Guilty pleasure. I also really enjoy. Oh, I was gonna say I also really enjoy the Glee Christmas episodes.
I was good, man.
I like the songs. They bring a lot more holiday songs than I've ever heard before.
Yeah, TV shows when they have them Christmas episodes, eat every time. SpongeBob's Christmas episodes were amazing. They had one that was like, it was claymation almost. That one.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
That one was so good. I loved that one. It was funny. And basically, Plankton gave everybody this fruitcake that turned everybody grumpy. Oh my gosh, that one was so good.
They ate down with that one.
They sure did.
Then they just changed entirely. I was like, ew.
Bro, they was in a Duffy with that one. They.
I'm weak.
Oh, shit. Damn. Nightmare. No. Eight Crazy Nights.
Oh, yeah. I do remember you saying that. Yeah, I need to watch that. The only thing I really remember is that girl with the three boobs.
I can't. I think I was listening to the conversation too much. I started dreaming
about it. You heard us talking to your dreams.
Man. in my head, we were still going.
Man, this is so funny. Jamie.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. What was your most memorable holiday Christmas memory?
I remember using like the Santa tracker, like this is like 2009 maybe. We were like online tracking Santa, waiting for Santa to get to like our part of the globe. And we stayed up all night until like maybe like 11, and it started to snow. We hid in the snow, and then we got really tired and went to sleep before midnight. And so we never got to see the Santa tracker like get to us. But yeah,
that's so cute. I feel like for me, I forgot what age I was at, but I was still at my old house. I'm going to say it's my first house. And we went downstairs. The tree was not there. I was like, y'all, where's the tree at? And tell me why there was like cookie crumbles leading to the basement. And we go to the basement. All our presents and stuff is down there. And so is our tree. And it was just, I don't know. I was just like, oh, this is so cute. Like Santa really... He ate his cookies and he brought our stuff downstairs. That's what I was thinking when I was a kid. I was like, dang, I thought he stole our stuff. I was like, the Grinch done came and stole our things. That's crazy. And he left a note too. I forgot what the note was, but that's probably my most memorable Christmas memory.
I don't know if I have one really. I remember this one time. Well, favorite. I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite. I feel like any time where I don't really remember getting this present on Christmas, but if I did, it was definitely when I got like this little game system when I was a kid. It was like this like VTech game system. It was like orange, had the purple knobs. I just remember getting that and then opening it and then playing the game. And it was just a fun experience. Like, I don't know, something about getting a video game for Christmas and then spending that entire day playing the game. It was like, that's really good feeling.
Yeah. VTechs were like, they were such like, you were a cool kid if you, you were a nerd if you had a VTech. But
I'm just kidding. Not I went from cool kid to nerd.
I mean, I had a VTech too. Yeah, we all nerds though, so. Is that saying something?
I'm not a nerd.
You're
that
not
carnival
nerd.
Game was fun.
You like the carnival game?
Yes.
I like that one. And there was also the, was there a Disney one? It was a Winnie the Pooh one I used to play too. Oh, there's a lot of games on there.
I remember I think I had a Toy Story one.
Ooh.
And there was like a Disney princess one. That's all I remember.
I think that was a DS game, actually. My favorite Christmas memory. I don't remember how old I was, but I was definitely between, like, 7 and 8. This is when I was living in my favorite house. If y'all remember me talking about my favorite house. But we had two living rooms, really. So we used one living room to have, like, the Christmas tree and stuff. And that year, I guess they kind of just, like, went all out. Because it just looked like a tree. And then the whole room was just full of a bunch of presents. Like, I was like, damn, I must have been good this year. What? You know? That year, I got the Cheetah Girls bus with the Raven doll. I got a guitar and some other stuff. But those are like my two favorite gifts that I got that year. I just remember it just looking really, really pretty. We had the lights that would like sing, not sing, it'll play an instrumental. And it was just like really cute. It just looked very magical. And that's just, that's what makes it my favorite memory, is that it looked magical. There's this other Christmas though that's kind of memorable. It's like tied. But it's just because we went to my aunt's house, and you know how black people get when there's a bunch of black people in the room and they get drunk, they start fighting. So
what's you guys' favorite Christmas song? My favorite Christmas song is I don't know. I kind of have like this like thing, or no, I really think it's just because I've been working in retail and it's holiday season, so hearing Christmas songs right now is just like irks me. But my favorite Christmas song was Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. Really good. But also this song that we sang in choir called Christmas Time. That was my favorite Christmas song. Like, we had to sing like
this year.
We had to sing Christmas, like we had like a Christmas concert every year. So we had to like, you know, a few Christmas songs that we would sing for the concert. And that was one of them, and it was great. It was a fun song.
Yo, can you sing Christmas Time?
Ring Christmas bells, ring them now. We can message singing peace to the earth. Christmas time is here. Ring.
Oh my god! Damn, I want to say holiday concert already happened.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be saying that sometimes. And then I see her at Best Buy, and then I'd be like, ew.
Yeah, fuck all that. You know. So for the favorite Christmas songs, I have a few. I definitely know that The Magic of Christmas Time by Taeyeon is one of my favorites. I do play it when it's not Christmas. There's two songs that we sung in choir that I really like. And one of them is kind of popular, but it's really just Noel.
No way.
And then the three kings.
We three kings of Orient. Yeah.
Oh, it mm-hmm. just sounds so mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like if it wasn't in the form of like a choir arrangement, I probably wouldn't like it. But
I was just gonna say the same thing because I'd be hearing it on at Best Buy, and I'm just like, this is not great. But I feel like, I don't know, songs, Christmas songs, especially in choir arrangements, eat every time, because if not, it just sound like, I don't know, I kind of despise Christmas songs when in choir arrangements. Like, it's just like, who would write a song, who would just be singing a song like this just because?
Like, it's a pop hit.
Literally. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad we agree on that. I mean, well. Okay. Favorite Christmas song?
Jatera, you have some more?
No, that's it.
Oh. I'll say three. I like that Pentatonix song. went Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you?
Did you know?
They eat everything Christmas. They just eat.
They eat everything Christmas. I need to listen to one of their Christmas albums, low key.
No, but listen, let me tell you which one to listen to, because I saw the console. I was I'm a alcoholic. Like, it is serious. So you need to go longer. Let me go see. Let me double check. It's a black. Oh no, it's PTXmas. It's the black cover. It's the deluxe edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to check it out. But I like Mary, Did You Know? That music video, E2. I like, what's the other one?
You know what's going to eat
Christmas Time Again by Ashanti. What'd you say?
I said, you know what's going to eat when they're in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just in a desert or like an undisclosed location. I'm like, all right, we vibing.
Exactly.
Christmas Time Again by Ashanti. That's probably like Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know. Because they played it all the time at Best Buy. But this should go. And also The Star by EXO.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Something about that song is cracking there. It's cracking them EXO winter songs. I finally listened to all those albums and it's good. It's very good.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Cause what I say.
I guess you said something.
Don't make me hit you.
I like a lot of the classics. Like Angels We Have Heard on High. And like, Oh Christmas Tree. Well, Oh Christmas Tree is kind of mid now to me because my sister was singing it all year round. So it's like, meh. But I like Oh Holy Night. Let me think.
Oh.
The First Noel. A lot of these songs I learned to play on piano.
Damn, what's the difference between The First Noel and Noel?
I don't know. I just know The First Noel is better than Noel. I like Carol of the Bells a lot.
Carol of the Bells eats as a
I like Hark the Herald Angels. Mary, Did You Know? You know. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. What else? I really like that Winter Wonderland Pentatonix did the cover with Tori Kelly, too.
Oh, I gotta look at that. I like me some Tori Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a song together. And then, I do like Snow in California by Ariana Grande. I used to listen to, I was a really big Ariana Nader. And I listened to her Christmas and Chill EPs. And Snow in California is probably one that I like the best.
That's funny, Snow in California. Drake and Josh tip.
Oh my gosh, wait a second. I remember Phineas and Ferb had a Christmas special. Every song they sang, ate.
Oh my god, Swinter! Swinter was so good. Isabella ate that.
I like Swinter, yeah. That was good.
They did that. They did something about I can't remember. But yeah, they did. They ate. They had some bop. Okay, we good? Okay,
yeah.
It's winter. It's winter. And then it's winter.
I'm trying to see if there's any other questions that I have. Really? Oh, what's here? Is there like a Christmas tradition that you or your family have together? or have had together ever?
Our Christmas tree, we don't put it up until the 1st of December. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you put it down at like a specific date too?
Yeah, we leave it up until the new year.
Okay. I would just say mine's not really a Christmas tradition, but usually on New Year's, we stay up until midnight and we drink like some cider. I don't know. Last year, I think we drank some wine. I don't remember. But we'll watch like the countdown together and then we'll call people. But I don't really remember having any like Christmas traditions. Yeah, nah, I don't really remember any.
Growing up, we used to just get like matching Christmas pajamas for Christmas. And not necessarily matching, actually. My mom would just buy us all like Christmas pajamas. And yeah, we didn't like take like photos or anything, and then we just would get some pajamas.
Those are cute. What do they look like?
I don't know. They're always different. Like sometimes it would be like, sometimes it would be onesies or like just Christmas themed pajamas. Like I remember, I think it was like last year, she got me these They're like these kind of like shorts, and they have like plaid and like candy canes on them, and then they had like a little t-shirt that said something Christmas related. I can't remember what it said though. Yeah, it was always different.
I don't have a Christmas tradition. But I think like when I have like a family, I would probably want us to make an ornament on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cute.
I agree. That would be really cute. I would want to make one like every year. And then we just like add them until like our entire Christmas tree ornaments are just ornaments that we made. That'd be cool.
Is
there like a favorite, I know a favorite dish that you have specifically for Christmas that you like.
Because my family, we change it up every once in a while. So there was like a few years where we had a seafood boil for Christmas.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking black. This is such nigger of you.
Yeah, because
that's what
we did for Thanksgiving this year.
I'm so weak, but yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I do like a good ham. I do like ham. A nice honey glazed ham, I can't deny.
With some man, good with potatoes, the pineapple.
I don't know about all the pineapple. You can keep that, but
You guys don't season your ham with pineapple.
I do. Well, my family does, yeah.
Oh, we don't do that.
Is this your black family or your Hispanic family?
My bro, it is my black family. Oh my god!
It's your what?
My black family.
But I know some niggas don't like pineapple in there.
I mean, we've never discussed it. My family has never made it like that, and I'm just grateful because I don't like it like that. So,
have you even tried it like that, Steph?
Listen, I have tried it like that. Okay,
you don't eat the pineapple, do you?
I know I don't eat the pineapple. I just don't like the way that it like You know, like, I'd rather have pineapple on pizza than on my ham, you know?
Ew.
What? It's like putting, you know, some with onion in it. It's just supposed to season it and make it sweet.
See, no. Yeah. I'm okay with the honey glaze.
Yeah, like, you know, with baked beans, you put some mustard in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. I think I see.
I'm tired of y'all.
But I just don't like baked beans, so I don't be seeing the process of how it's made.
So. Oh, I love me some baked beans. I just don't put mustard in those either, so.
Okay. So, should I ask any more, like, specific questions, or should I move on to our this and that, this or that?
Ooh, we can do this or that. We can do this or that. That sounds fun.
Okay. Oh, also, okay. I don't know if anybody else, if everybody finished that last question.
Was it the tradition?
The dish.
Or food? Oh. I don't know. When I think of Christmas, I think of desserts. I don't know. I don't have really a favorite. Yeah, yeah. I can't really think of a favorite, like, holiday dessert, but usually, like, cookies or just cookies remind me of Christmas.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was just gonna say, because, like, I don't really have a favorite dish either, so I was just gonna say Christmas cookies, like the sugar cookies with the little designs on them. Those are just making cookies. Yeah,
I mess up a box of candy canes too, especially the sour ones.
Oh yeah.
First time I had fruitcake, I was like, "This is so mid. Why is there a whole song named after it?" It's good, but I don't like how there's nuts in it.
I've
never had a fruitcake. The only time I will accept nuts in my pastries if it's a carrot cake. I love me some carrot cake.
That's gross.
Man, it's delicious. I love me some carrot cake too.
Thank you, Jay. You get it.
Yes, yes. Nah, because y'all wasn't saying that when it was my birthday. But anyway.
Who is y'all? I didn't eat it.
You didn't eat the carrot cake?
No.
That's crazy. You had a carrot cake for your birthday? That's epic.
It was a push-up. It was a cake push-up pop.
Mm-hmm. My cousin was thinking. She was thinking.
Yeah, told her to think and make some more.
I'm screaming.
I didn't answer this question, but I really don't have an answer. I haven't celebrated Christmas in some years, so.
Okay. So, we're going to move on to as soon as Jay's done burping, we're going to do a holiday, this or that. So, Sal kind of answered the first one already, but tree up before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
Never.
What kind of question is that?
What'd you say?
Never mind.
I would say after Thanksgiving.
I don't understand what that means.
What?
Tree up, the Christmas tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
Oh, see, I didn't hear tree. I just heard before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, and I was like, what?
Me personally, I'm putting the tree up after Halloween. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of chaotic.
See, I couldn't do that because I need to celebrate my birthday. We can't be talking about Christmas for my birthday hasn't been passed. Like,
you said, put that tree out.
Literally. Nah, I'm just joking. I really don't have a preference. I guess, like, I don't know. I'll say after Thanksgiving. I think it's kind of cute doing it on, like, the first day of December. I think maybe, probably.
I think for me, I haven't pulled up a Christmas tree in a minute, but I think like when I do like have like a home and stuff, and if I guess like an intermediate family, I will want to do it like because I don't really like Thanksgiving. So I think like for Thanksgiving, like we would eat, but like it's not a big dinner. But like the main goal of that is to have a family bonding thing, putting up the tree, and then we can just continuously add things.
So like Christmas. Doing that as like a Thanksgiving, like on Thanksgiving, or just like in general?
On Thanksgiving.
I think that would be cute. I like that idea. Because I feel the same way about Thanksgiving. It's like something that I'm like, yeah. Yeah. That's cute. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Question. Okay. Sorry, fact check is stuck in my head.
I don't like that song.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
I think I like it because it sounds silly. I just like silly sounding songs, and it.
I was just like, they were trying to do regular, and I'm like, you can't be regular. I don't know.
I don't get regular at all.
Not like the beat wise, but just like the topic of the song, and like I don't know, just them flexing. It's another flexing song.
Wait a second, is that the song where Mark was in the? Where the teaser was Mark in that jewelry store?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I don't like that. That's not that
song, but it is the teaser for that comeback.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about that. I was like, how we get from there to this?
Man, literally.
I mean, not that I don't like Fat Check, because I love Fat Check, but it's just completely random, you know? I don't see the correlations.
Yeah, I don't know. Those teasers were just like... I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Everybody answered, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next one is, would you prefer a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
Give me that fake one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like having a fake one.
But I love the way a real one smells.
I think it would be cute to go out and pick a Christmas tree together.
That would be cute.
Yeah, that is like cute. Like, it's very cute. Like, yeah. It's the idea of actually going out and picking out your Christmas tree is cute. But I think there's some cons to Christmas, to like having a real tree that is not worth the hassle. Like, I know it sometimes
it's gonna
like sheds. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
You and, can't like, put like a like you know the Christmas cover. Y'all have that?
They like, do.
You put the tree on top.
Yeah,
of
the
it?
Little like the little mat beneath
the skirt.
It. Mm-hmm. The skirt. Mm-hmm.
I mean, still though, like.
And then the presents, though.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know. It just seems like it's a bit messy, especially if you have like pets.
It is.
I don't know.
My piano teacher had two trees, a real one and a fake one. And you always have to run the risk that, like, there's critters in the tree.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
That's crazy.
I'm good.
That's
all you had to say, big dog.
So she never having a real tree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'm about that light, for real. I like my trees when they already got the lights. And, you know, all I gotta do is put it together, press the button, and turn it on, you know? I like that.
Actually decorated.
I mean, I like having it decorated, but like I feel like I like it when the lights are already on there. I don't like having to wrap the string lights around.
Oh yeah, same.
So like
I used to have a Christmas tree, and this was my favorite Christmas tree ever. It was like three parts, of course, like, you know, bottom, middle, top, and the lights were already on there, so you just had to put it together and then plug the pieces together, and then you plug it in, and then it would rotate, and the lights would blink or, like, stay. And then you could choose whether the lights were multicolored or just white. And I love that Christmas tree. I love when the lights were multicolored, but everybody else hated it. So whenever the lights were multicolored, they always knew it was me who turned it on that setting. And they would just be like, why you turn the lights? And I would just be like, 'cause it's pretty. But yeah. So yeah. I like me a good little fake Christmas tree, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Question. Sorry.
I guess the real question is a white or green Christmas tree.
Green.
Ooh. I like any color, to be honest.
I like the
dark. I like any color too, but I just prefer a nice natural look, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen really pretty white Christmas trees that look like peppermint trees and, like, stuff like that. And I think it's really pretty. I just like the natural look of a Christmas tree, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like the... I want... If I grow up and have, you know, the little thingalings one day, the gremlins...
The what?
I will want... I will want...
The little thingalings.
I will want our tree to be
little dingalings.
Cute. I meant to say gremlins.
That was goofy, isn't
it? But that tree gonna be pink.
Yeah, I like a pink tree one year. Just pan out a nice little theme.
You know what? Why don't you... Oh, I was almost about to say, like, why don't we just have... Oh, you just do, like, a theme, like, holiday trees instead of a Christmas tree. And, like, the pink tree can be for Valentine. I don't know.
Oh, that's cute.
That would be cute.
The black trees for Halloween.
I love that. I actually love
that. I think I might, like, instead of, like, making, like, big trees, though, I'd get, like, mini trees.
Ooh.
And, like, incorporate it somehow to make it more fit the holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get, like, a couple cute tiny pink trees and decorate them with red hearts. Like, that'd be kind of cute.
That is very cute. I actually love that idea.
I'm going to do it one day.
Yeah, because, like, why are trees only excluded for Christmas? No reason. I feel like, oh.
Yeah, because that Halloween Christmas tree, I mean, that Halloween tree, look nice.
Yeah. I feel it. Yeah.
But I just Halloween. What happened?
What happened?
I'm sorry. The way you said noise was just like
it was noise.
Nobby core. I don't know.
Noise. Okay.
Noise.
Okay. As a tree topper on your tree, would you have a star or an angel?
I've had bows on the top of my trees before. Never angels, sometimes stars, but mostly bows.
Interesting.
My grandma used to have bows on her top of the tree or an angel, but I'd probably put a black angel up there. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not, like, you know, religious, yeah. But I just think it's cute.
I think I will put an angel as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I used to have a black angel on my Christmas tree when my growing up, so yeah, I don't have a preference. Would you rather make a snowman or snow angel?
I've never made a really successful snowman, so I'm gonna say snow angel.
Making a snowman is a lot of effort, though, and, like, there's just not a lot of snow to do that.
And you need the right type of snow.
Also, the snowmans always come out dirty.
Yeah, because of the dirt underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I never made a snowman before. I don't know how. So,
aww.
I ask these questions.
I made a snowman. It's so cute.
I'm gonna do like a snow dog one day.
Ooh, snow dog.
Like a cute little, like I can make a cute little small white pooch out of the snow. I like to stand in
just
front of my house.
Just laying down or something. Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It never looks like the one in like the movie, so I don't know. Snowmans aren't like, Frosty ain't my type of guy, but I like a snow angel. It's quick, easy. I can go back in the house after if I get bored.
I feel like making snow angels is boring because it's really like a,
you just laying
a one and done. It's a one and done. Now,
yeah, but you just said snowmen were too much effort.
Yeah, so you know what I'd rather do? Go sledding.
Or have a snowball fight. I love me a good snowball fight.
I do too. I love a good snowball fight because you're getting all hot, but then you get cooled off by the snow. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I've never had a snowball fight because I can't make snowballs.
Oh, it's so easy.
They just fall apart.
You
need to like squeeze them together, compact them.
Mm-hmm. Put a rock in it real quick. And then
okay.
Whoa! You ain't doing all that. Let's talk about some snowball fight.
Don't do that, y'all. That's terrible. Actually, I feel like that's a terrorist attack. A form of terrorism.
Yes,
I'm screaming. Yes. You know what? I feel like what I would choose between a snow angel and a snowman, it would be a snowman, just because. I like Olaf.
Oh. Oh, look. I'm impaled.
What?
Man.
Remember he got speared by that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've been impaled.
Look, I've been impaled. Yeah, he's funny.
Oh, wait. Frozen used to be my movie. That I don't think it counts as a Christmas movie. I low-key do, but... No.
She's just an ice queen, Jay.
No, but it's ice. Movie Ice Frozen. I don't know. It's snow, though. It just reminds me of a Christmas movie. It came out during Christmas time.
No, it didn't.
Did it? It came out in November.
That's not during Christmas time.
That's still Christmas time to me.
Girl, that's Thanksgiving time.
Man, fuck Thanksgiving.
I think if they put the Christmas movie out around November, that they consider it Christmas time.
Nah, but there's no tree.
So is the Barbie movie a Christmas movie?
Huh?
So now is the Barbie movie a Christmas movie?
It didn't come out in November.
It came out in July, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out.
What do we got to do with Christmas?
The Barbie movie came out in July.
I thought it came out in like August or September.
It came out in like July because it was on the same day as Oppenheimer.
There is no way that.
Yeah, it was July.
That is crazy. Okay, preference, mittens or gloves?
Gloves.
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 Mittens. I love mittens. I've always wanted a pair of mittens.
I literally, the first time I saw somebody wear mittens in real life was literally yesterday. Like, nobody over here be wearing mittens. I only see gloves.
I feel like mittens
I don't think people down south even know how to dress for the winter anyway.
I feel like mittens only work on your feet. Which is just socks. Like I just feel like with mittens, having your thumb as the only one that's like free to move by itself, like it just limits you because you have to use all four fingers to do whatever you're trying to do. And sometimes I don't want to do that.
I mean, what are you doing with gloves on that you need multiple fingers for?
Sometimes you want to use your phone But also with gloves, you gotta have the specific gloves where you can use your phone with it anyway.
Exactly. But, and then you can have that in mittens as well.
Well, so, just like if I'm driving and I have my gloves on or I have my mittens on and I'm using like the gear shift, it'd feel weird to me because my fingers are just, I just don't like it. It's kind of like how I don't like, it's kind of like how I don't like the socks that have the individual toes.
That's just all wrong anyways. So
yeah, but like I feel that that way about mittens.
No, I think they should all, I feel like socks should, I feel like gloves should be like, sorry, so mittens. Yes, that is my controversial take and I am sticking beside it. I like mittens. Huh?
Huh?
What?
To my story and I'm sticking to it.
Or was that this is grandma. Yeah, I think it was her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was her grandma.
Grandma?
Hmm?
Who's grandma?
This is grandma. You know, at the, you know, have you ever listened to Control? Like the last song
in Control? I think you're stupid.
Okay. Anyway, it's at the end of one of her songs. Her grandma would say, "And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it." And yeah,
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so unwrapping Christmas presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning.
I say morning. Even though, I don't know, when that midnight hit, I'd be like, let's open them. Let's see what them gifts talking mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. But I do like morning. It's, you know, well, the tradition of it.
I take it back. I feel like I will only prefer that if I had kids to do it in the morning. But, I'm sorry.
Did you sneeze?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. If I had kids, I would prefer to do it in the morning. If I didn't have kids and it's just like with friends or, you know, whatever, I would do it at midnight. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I have kids though, I am only doing boxes. I am not rapping. So they just gonna be sad.
Okay, I would just do what my parents did. They would just like literally lay it out like it's a like it's like a store display or something like that.
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
I feel like my parents sometimes did that as well. A lot of the times they did end up doing that, but it was like more so like that would be the presents that are just like laying out. The stuff that's just laying out is like stuff that like Santa brought. Because Santa don't got time to wrap gifts. He just lay them all out, like, ta-da, you know, from him, you know.
I'm screaming.
But, like,
that's what you were told, but, like, huh?
Well, kind of, yeah, that's how, kind of how it happened. It was, like, all the gifts under the tree was, like, gifts that, you know, would just be there and stuff like that. That's the ones we get in from the family, that's that. And then on Christmas Day, we wake up. And it's just all stuff there. And like, oh, look, Santa came. That's how you know Santa's out here. Because, you know. Yeah.
Oh, screaming. My grandma, she would just, like, put some stuff that would say, like, from grandma, from grandpa. And then some stuff would say, like, from Mrs. Claus, from Santa Claus.
Nah, my grandma used to do that, too. From Santa. I'd be like, oh.
I remember there was, like, one time there was, like, a gift on the tree. It was like in the tree, so like we didn't see it, and it said from Santa, but it was from my mom. It was like a bracelet or something. was like, that's oh, cute. Santa left you something, Mom. I think it was my dad bought it. It was Santa. It said Santa.
Yeah, it was Santa.
Ooh, I just got like a war flashback.
Oh, what?
What?
Of just like the cleanup after opening, like for kids, the cleanup after like them opening their gifts and playing with it.
Yeah. That was always the worst part.
Set aside.
It was always what the worst part of the Christmas day.
I said, whenever we start opening gifts, we put like a giant trash bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same. I feel like that's like mandatory. But I do remember, I don't know, like hating having to like just go through everything and like clean up afterwards. It was just like, dang, there's a lot. But yeah. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here. Let's see, let me see some of that.
Sav, did you answer? No, am I tripping?
What was the question again?
It was, do you want to wrap your gifts or no wrap?
No, oh, it really depends on what it is. Because if it's something that I can wrap.
What was the question then?
It was unwrapping gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning.
I'm so weak. Christmas morning, I don't really care for opening them on Christmas Eve. Because 9 times out of 10, I'd be tired. And I don't want to go downstairs and interact with people. And then just have the next day be boring, you know? Like, I want the day to have some type of special meaning to it. So I feel like opening them past midnight still kind of counts as the 24th. Because it's not the day.
Man, fuck that.
Yeah. I feel like I forgot that Sav is a social butterfly. It gives a refreshing take on it that I don't expect. Oh yeah, there's someone here who likes being around human beings. That's so great. I love that.
I like it sometimes.
I'm like the person that will like defend you at restaurants if your food is wrong.
I do that too, shoot.
I love it. You guys are what we need in the world. Okay. Would you rather accidentally tell a child Santa was not real or to watch an Xmas proposal get rejected?
Watch an Xmas proposal get rejected.
Because why would you propose on Christmas?
Exactly.
Well, my dad gave me the cold hard truth at a very young age. He said that he ain't gonna let no white man take credit for giving me presents that he paid for.
That's crazy.
That does sound like some black man shit to say. They're very prideful.
He couldn't be like my grandma and just have one thing that's safe from Santa?
Exactly.
Oh, I'd rather watch a rejected proposal. If you're proposing on Christmas, you need to be 1,000% sure that they're going to say yes.
Me personally, I just dislike relationships.
Okay.
And I also just think our wedding anniversary shouldn't be on a holiday.
Yeah, well, like, you didn't put no thought into this. Fuck you.
Okay, proposal. But even proposals, like, it shouldn't be on a holiday. Unless, it shouldn't be on a holiday.
Yeah, it should be, like, if you want to do it in, like, Christmas time, but not on Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you couldn't say, oh, the first day that it snows, I'm going to propose. Because that's cute. But just on Christmas? This supposed to be my present? Where my present at, motherfucker?
Like, there needs to be, like, a significant reason why you choose to have it on Christmas. Like, a lot of people plan out the proposals and be like, oh, I did it here because we met here on this day, and, you know, we like this, and yada, yada, yada. Like, if you're just doing it because it's Christmas, and you just look like a really bad Hallmark movie.
Oh my God, if someone proposed to me on the first snow, the day that it first snows, I would probably say yes.
Giving K-drama.
Exactly.
And then I think I have one more question. Which one do you like more? Secret Santa or White Elephant Extreme?
I did White Elephant and it was really fun. But I think White Elephant is more fun when you're like with the people, like Secret Santa. You can do it if you're not with the people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've never done White Elephant, but I think White Elephant will be more fun because you just get these random weird ass gifts, where Secret Santa like is usually like you have someone like make a list, or like you think about like, oh, like getting something that someone would really want. But like I was looking through some White Elephant gifts and I was like, bro, this is cute.
Oh, White Elephant I got. Cool. Hold up, let me show y'all something I got. Hold on. Cause it's actually quite funny. Hello. I got
Oh, that is cute.
Look at the
BT21 character. Saz video.
It's this Mong. It's Mong from BT21. Like, it has BT21 on the back.
Oh!
Right? And you want to know the best part? You want to know the best part?
It opens like an Easter egg.
Oh!
It's Mong!
He's dead. Yeah, it opens.
That makes sense. That I was like, that color palette looks familiar.
Yeah, so this is in the Secret Santa gift or the White Elephant gift that I got.
That's so cute.
I know. They know I love them all. It came with a little stand and everything. It's funny because on my Teflon bag, I have a Hmong coin purse. So I was very excited to open this.
There's a White Elephant gift that's a book, and it's called HR Approved Ways to Tell Coworkers That They're Stupid.
Oh.
I love that.
I need that.
That kind of eat.
Mm-hmm. I need that.
Is it on Amazon?
Yeah. I hope it's a real book and not.
Wow.
And not like,
is it supervisor friendly?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if it's a real book for real.
I thought it was.
I did too until I clicked it. It might not be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a thing where it's like.
Oh no! It's a book.
Oh, it's a little notebook.
Page. Girl, I'm trying to see some ideas.
Me too. Right. I'm trying to
see a damn nigga. It'd be funny, like that's just a notebook that you have to carry around, and
it's like, just blank. It's somebody snooping, and then he's just looking at it.
Be like, you need a UV light to read it. You can't read it.
Exactly.
That's cool. Actually, I like that.
I feel like I would pick White Elephant just because I haven't done one before. So
let's do one next year.
Okay.
We should. We'll do that next year.
Damn, there is this little sign that was some that said something, but I can't find it.
I feel like a white elephant gift exchange is actually like probably like the easiest thing to do, because it's like easy to shop where you're just shopping for, like, you're just doing something that like you think would be nice to have as a gift in general and not like for a specific person. Or funny, yeah. True. But
okay, well, that's all the questions that I had.
Okay. Yeah, that's all.
for all the questions that I had to ask. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Thanks for you guys for participating, and I hope everyone has a holly jolly holiday, whatever that may be, and yeah.
You can follow us at ITMFM Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Again, that is ITMFM Pod. And yeah, this will be posted maybe this week. It will probably be this week. And then we're going to have one more episode where it's probably just like our year in review and also some of our favorite like K-pop releases and stuff like that. I say that lightly because there's two people in here who's kind of like, you know, not that caught up, but you know, that's all right.
Who are you atting right now, bro?
I'm atting you and Jamie.
What do you mean?
You're not caught up.
Caught up with what?
I mean, with K-pop. I say lightly because y'all favorite releases this year might not be K-pop.
When you said end of year review, I thought you meant of our lives.
I mean, it could be our lives too, but I meant like usually every year we do like our favorite like so and so's of the year, movies, albums, da 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 da. Am I wrong?
Why I gotta be K-pop though?
Is this not a K-pop podcast or am I tripping?
I thought it wasn't just K-pop.
I know, but that was just the point I was bringing up. That was just one of the things. I was like, maybe I talk about our favorite K-pop releases. I take that lightly because two of these niggas in the chat are not caught up. That's what I'm saying.
Personally, I just feel like...
Oh, when the last time y'all listened to a The Boys album?
Why I gotta be caught up with every single group? Why can't I just stay tuned with what's popping?
Exactly. I'm just saying, but I just said lightly because if it's K-pop releases this year, that's mostly fourth gen groups that y'all not listening to.
Well, Taeyeon came back this year.
Okay.
Be for real.
Aespa came back and then revealed it, and
did you listen to Aespa's albums, both of their albums that came out this year?
Yes, I did, motherfucker.
Okay, sure.
And what?
Oh, wait, actually, when was the last NCT album y'all listened in full?
Bitch, fact check.
Did you listen to ISTJ?
I did, actually.
Okay.
Jamie, real quiet.
I ain't listening to Wavy.
Yeah, because I wasn't the one who started this.
Jamie knew her place.
Exactly. That's why I shut the fuck up. Like,
but I'm gonna give Jatera some credit. She keep up with who she fans of, and that's, you know, she real.
Yeah, motherfucker. Anyway, yogurt shake 8.
Yeah, yogurt shake is good. But yeah, that's the end of the episode, y'all. We done. Yeah, we'll see y'all probably before this year ends, maybe. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.